Now, last week, Margaret, you were looking at a couple of suffragettes in Ingatestone, and or from Ingatestone, I should say. But now you're looking at some more suffragettes, is that right?
Yes, I'm going to be looking at suffragettes en masse from Essex, because Essex seems to have been quite a hotbed of the suffragette movement. And come with me to 1910 this time, and I was just looking at the records of when an incident occurred, and this time it occurred at Mansion House in London. Mm-hmm. There was a big event going on, as we know, dinners and various celebrations are held there, and a group of suffragettes in 1910 stormed the Mansion House, throwing rocks and missiles and breaking windows, and just looking at the records of where these suffragettes came from.
Mm-hmm.
Often they were places that today are no longer classified as in Essex, but were in their day. Leytonstone, Chigwell, Stratford. But there were also suffragettes from Chigwell, Hatfield, Peveril, Chelmsford, in fact, all over Essex, Saffron Walden, were all part of this big group of suffragettes. And shock, horror, the cost of replacing the windows they broke was £2. But this is 2010 prices.
Where?
We're talking here, sadly.
2010?
Sorry, 1910, I should have said. 1910 prices.
Yes.
£2
yes.
was quite a lot of money.
Indeed.
Needless to say, they were caught and they were hauled off. And looking at the sentences they got is an average of 2 or 3 months in prison. But sadly, some of these suffragettes were amongst the ones who were force-fed in prison and really did suffer while they were in there. But it didn't stop them. The protests carried on.
Right. Fair enough. Okay. Thank you very much indeed. So, what are you going to be looking at next time?
I'm going to be looking at Stowmarie's Aerodrome.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.